Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues faced in the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you, sir. My first question to you would be, sir, is do you or any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following describes how you will vote in this primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County on this Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote?
And Democrat all the way.
Okay, so you said definitely going to vote, sir, or very likely to vote?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. And with which, with which political party are you registered?
Democratic Party.
Oh, okay, sir. What is your main racial background?
My what?
Your racial background, like, for example, white.
Oh, I'm white.
Oh, okay. Would you say your age is 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, over 75?
Over 75.
Okay, you sound young. All right, sir, moving on quickly. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
No, it's kind of mixed. Some things are okay, but some things aren't. You can't give it a one way or the other.
Well, which would you say, right direction, or would you say wrong track?
Mostly right.
Right, okay. Moving on, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on to help you and your family? For example, I have crime and public safety, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, taxes and county government spending, affordable housing, protected the environment, inflation, cost of things like gas and groceries. Any of those that stand out the most to you?
Wow. That's a list. Overdevelopment is one big one. Taxes and insurance.
Insurance. All right, sir. I'm going to give you a list of people, of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you don't have any opinion, tell me as well. For example, Paul Wunderlich. Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Don't know anything about him.
Okay. Melissa Tomei? You have a
favorable? Don't know anything about her.
All right. Holly Maril Rasheen? Mm-hmm.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. Joe Biden?
Very much.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Oh, okay. Rick Ramsey, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Ron DeSantis? Very or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. And Donald Trump, favorable or unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. We would like to know, thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among these candidates, for whom would you vote? I have Holly Maril Rasheen, Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate.
I know none of them, so I can't say.
You're not leaning towards any of them?
No, I don't know any of them. I don't know what they stand for.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means that one of these three Republicans will win the election. Which comes closest to your view, sir? I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them, or I could never vote for a Republican candidate. Even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate, I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot. Which comes closest to your view, the first or second?
I won't vote for him.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Maril Rasheen has doing as your county commissioner? Do you approve or disapprove?
I guess I approve. I haven't heard anything bad, so.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Moving on quickly, all our other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who currently serves on the County Commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government? Which comes closest to your view, the first or second?
First.
First. Okay, moving on quickly. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly,
yes,
or about right?
Yes, way too fast.
Too fast, okay. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commissioner? A candidate's position on future development in Monroe County, or a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime? Which one, sir, the first or second?
Making it more affordable.
All right, the second. All right. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce and housing? Do you favor
or oppose
that? Okay.
I oppose it strongly.
Strongly
oppose. When Dixie crossed the street, what do they need a Publix for?
Mm. All right. Your feedback is welcome, sir. Thank you. Moving on quickly, thank you for your responses. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging trauma star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion, sir? The first one says, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. Or, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes.
My taxes tripled in the last 2 years.
Oh, okay, not be raising taxes, sir. Yeah, it does say homeowners already pay enough taxes. And okay, no problem, sir. Moving on quickly. I'm going to read to you some statements about Holly Marie Rasheen. I just want you to know if they were true, would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? I'll be very quick. If it makes no difference to you, you can tell me as well. So the first one says, sir, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Marie Rasheen supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
More, but they've been trying this for 40 years, and you haven't gotten anywhere.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about this one? Holly Marie Rasheen believes that development needs to be slowed down until a roads and infrastructure catch up the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. Does this make
you slow down? I agree with that. Slow down.
Sorry. Would that make you much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for her?
Much more.
What about this one? Holly Marie Rasheen is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rasheen has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to pay your communities, to keep your community safe. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
What about this one? Holly Marie Rasheen is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbies. Rasheen has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the Keys and harm our quality of life. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Less.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Mm-hmm. What about this one? During these tough times, Holly Marie Rasheen voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by billions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Less.
All right. Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
What about this one, sir? Holly Marie Rasheen has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rasheen has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
Mm-hmm. We're almost done, sir, on this section. This one says, Holly Marie Rasheen is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has a business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
All right. Holly Rasheen understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rasheen has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Moving on, sir, we're almost done. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Holly Merrill Rasheen, Republican candidate. Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Or Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate?
It makes no difference. I know nothing about any of them.
Would you be leaning towards any of them?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on, I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions just before we finish the classification purposes. How long have you lived in Monroe County?
30 years.
30 years. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, if you were to label yourself, would you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. And moving on quickly, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master's degree, great. All right, sir, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.